This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
If you go to robertscottbell.com right now, you're watching or listening live, you can see the Trinity Legacy Summit. It's the tail end of it. They're just having lunch and finishing up. I've got Judy Masters, one of the instructors. Dr. Ravi is with us as well, and we've been having a great time, great weekend here. And as an instructor, I find it fascinating the way that Trinity School, Judy, is reaching out to the world, bringing now, I think, education forums that actually go through time, and sometimes when they do distance learning, it's at your own pace, but yeah. Now this Canvas thing is actually moving people forward and through it.
It needed to happen because I grade the legacy, the people, not the legacy summit stuff, but
yeah.
The previous formats were basically correspondence.
Sure,
which
yes.
Wendell came up with, and it was a great idea because that is what we needed at the time.
Right.
And then the video on demand with the live that went with that, I grade the outcome from there. I grade the case studies and the mm-hmm. papers, position papers that are written. And I can't tell you how many times, several times a day, we will get requests to extend.
Sure.
So in Canvas is a standard collegiate online platform.
So you have a movement in time, be done by a certain time, and I think it'll help people.
You have deliverables.
Yeah.
We have deliverables.
Yeah.
You're logged in, you watch your lectures, but you do it, you don't have to all be on at the same time. I mean, everybody is spread out.
You're working
all
with
over
people scheduled. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I have had people from Singapore and people from Trinidad and as well as across the U.S. and up in Canada, and they're on all at different times. So you pad your way to your computer in your jammies with your coffee,
yeah.
And you just sit there and you get covered in kitty cat. That's me.
All the animals.
I'm talking
yes.
about me. I'm
yeah.
sorry, that's me. But that's
yeah.
what I do. And then
mm-hmm.
I pick up the laptop and I'm online,
mm-hmm.
and I interact with everybody. But we have this post is done by here. This reply is put in here. This reply is done by here. And then you have
but
quizzes.
I think it's formalized the education a little bit more. And I think it's helpful. I know, just with my schedule, it's crazy trying to move through things in time. And,
mm-hmm.
and this is a challenge for all of us. But you have flexibility within that time frame, granted, which is nice. Now, you've been teaching with Trinity for how many years now?
I started in 2007.
2007?
All right. That was with CNHP.
Okay, right.
That was
yes.
with the old CNHP format.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow I have survived.
Oh, you'll survive.
All of the iterations.
And when did you first encounter this Renegade radio show?
2008.
Not long after.
No, yes. not long after. Yeah. And I was fascinated. I was at a Health Freedom Expo.
Yeah.
And I had read about you, and I'd actually seen your show. And one of the people I wanted to meet, I asked Julie if she would introduce me to the great Robert Scott Bell.
Don't know the guy. But, yeah, I've heard he's okay.
Dr. Robbie. Right.
Yeah.
He's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't think they knew me in Sri Lanka either.
Not yet,
but they will. But the thematic element of the show that underlies every show is
mm-hmm.
freedom, okay? And then we can
yes.
be specific. We say health freedom. Why is that important? And I found, for me, not knowing any of what I know today back then, right,
mm-hmm.
this was I'm a pharmaceutical kid. I'm a typical American doctor-driven This was my existence. Food from the grocer's freezer, fast food, all of that. And I had all of the ailments that are now commonplace. I got them in Gen X. I was like the canary in the coal mine. And I look back and I say, spiritually speaking, I must have made an agreement to say, you know, come in, throw it all at me so that I can learn how to heal and then help others to do the same, because I'm not going to be the only one. Maybe I was one of the few in my generation to have all that I had. But right now we're seeing millennials and post-millennials disastrous. They've had a story about millennials at the age of 27, 28.
Yes.
Precipitous decline in health in their 20s.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, I was telling Lauren a story yesterday. I used to work for a very large corporation. I was a systems engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a very nice salary. And I had all of the bells and whistles that went with that salary. One of the things, great benefits. Remember what great benefits were?
Yeah, yeah.
Benefits were in
Did
the
you
1980s.
Get a free car?
I got
car
to,
benefits too?
I got to, yes.
Yeah.
I got things to drive occasionally, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I had these benefits, and one of the things that I had was this fabulous medical insurance. And I availed myself of that
everything they had
routinely.
To offer.
Routinely.
Yes.
And I was never so sick in my life, and I was in my 30s.
Yes.
And the whole time that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was constantly ill, and now here I am in my 60s, and I am healthier now than I was then.
Yeah, and that's the story.
Something went wrong in here.
Yeah. Now, it's why your example is why I say the most dangerous thing you can have in America is really good medical insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than a benefit, I call it a detriment.
Mm-hmm.
And a medical degree, I call it degree, it's a handicap. In most cases. And so they get to park in the close spots. You notice the physicians have their own, like they have handicapped spots right there. Don't park. It's the doctor's spot because I'm handicapped mentally from the training. Because I believe everything, every symptom you have is evidence of an FDA-approved drug. So that, what do you call that? I don't know, Robbie. What do you call that?
I would go with handicap.
Your handicap is right. So it's not that they can't overcome their handicap. It's a little bit of a choice they made, and at a certain point they felt trapped by it. I recognize. But then again, all these years I've been doing this, I've had some of the most amazing doctors behind the scenes. Some would come on the show, but most wouldn't say, you go, Robert. I can't tell. I can't say any of that stuff, but I tell people to listen so that when they come to me, I have less work to do. Right? Which is cool. I didn't know. I thought I would make an enemy of all. So I don't say this to make doctors mad at me. Those who are... You look in the mirror and understand why you're mad. Those that aren't, you know what I'm saying, because you've lived through it and
exactly.
outgrown it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But there is no money in empowerment. Mm. And what you're doing is empowering. What natural health, what did you put in your slide?
There's no medicine. There's no, you know, money in health.
No,
period.
There's no money in
right?
health. There's
I mean,
only money in illness.
Yeah.
But one of the things that you posted was the wiki definition. Of naturopath,
oh, yeah.
And that just cracks me up every time I see it. Pseudoscience.
What is it? Just called it pseudoscience?
Pseudoscience. So here we sit with what? Biology.
Yeah.
Physiology.
Mm-hmm.
Physics.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
And nutrition. And a number of botany.
Energy.
Botany.
Yeah.
We got botany in here,
yeah.
too.
Really?
Yeah.
Those are all sciences. I don't know about you, but when I was in college, if I took any of those classes,
yeah.
I got science credits.
Whoa.
And I went to a good college.
They didn't give you pseudoscience credits?
They did not give me a pseudoscience credit. I went to a really good private college in Indianapolis that periodically has an awesome NCAA men's basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. No, that's true.
And I got science credit for all those things.
Right. Amazing. But yeah,
pseudoscience apparently?
Yeah.
This is a training, right? It's a mindset and a training. So they're training people when they read it. Oh, you know, it's a pseudoscience. It's, you know, people don't know what they're talking about. So we don't, that's not real health. We shouldn't go there.
Right.
Because apparently the only science is medical science. Is that right?
Well, yeah. But this is the artificial construct that is, like, dropped over us. And I am a product of that.
Yeah.
I grew up, I didn't know any of this. And I had to suffer enough to break me out of, oh, no, that's crazy stuff, right? That I had to be open to seeing another path to healing. That there isn't only one path, and the only path is not healing. It's about suppression of symptoms or management of symptoms. So we have a deranged culture in the West that bought into the lies of, funny enough, organic chemistry. That, you know, oh, now that we've conquered chemistry, we just alter chemicals in the body, and all is right. Man does not have the intelligence. He has the arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
And any woman who goes into medicine, I did this on Friday when you couldn't come on the air. I wanted you to comment on it, that the burnout of physicians happens in a higher proportion of female doctors than male doctors. And I posited that that feminine side, because we talk masculine, feminine, we all have that, playing itself out more in the woman, you have to suppress that in order to succeed in medicine. Because it's not embraced. Oh yes, your intuitive side, your nurturing,
the
caretaking
characteristic.
Side. Yeah.
You
yeah.
have to be a left. You have to be very left brain female in order to be able to get through something like that. And it's funny you say that. You know, you fought coming through it. You had to be enlightened. I actually was in systems engineering. I worked in onboards on cars, and natural health made more sense to me.
Yeah.
Because as I worked on the cars, I started looking at, I'd always leaned a little into to natural health. So as I started looking at what that did, I thought, well, that makes way more sense to an engineering type individual.
Yeah.
To me.
Right.
Than covering up the symptoms. So that it was a very logical transition to me.
So you saw it mechanically. That's interesting.
I saw it mechanically. I saw it electronically. I saw it electrically. Because you don't, when I'm playing around with a car, and I don't anymore, you don't want me to, believe me, you don't want me playing with a car anymore. But when I was under a hood of a car, and I would see, say, a throttle position sensor was bad, and the code kept going, I don't just reach in and pull that throttle position sensor, rewire everything, and throw that away, and call the car fixed.
Yeah.
Because now I have no sensor to pick up where the throttle is.
But you're feeling better because the light's not on telling you the problem.
The light isn't on anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know, somebody, I can't remember who said a dryer one time and the light kept going on for overheating. And he goes, I can just disconnect that wire. I said, brilliant. That's just brilliant.
I wonder why it caught on
fire.
Disconnect
the wire and see why the dryer catches on fire and all your clothes go up in flames.
Yeah. Wow.
So that whole concept, it seemed very odd to me. Nothing was logical about it.
Yeah.
So I'm in natural health because it's more logical. It's
don't you like that?
More
pseudoscience is logical. What?
It's
what?
Nice.
Yeah.
But it's.
Yeah, you're right.
How far back do we go? 5-6 thousand years or more.
Yeah.
In all of this, all of this study.
I look at much of modern medicine today with incredulity.
Do
because
you?
It's
I
not,
never would have gotten that,
it's,
Robert.
It's not logical.
There's no common sense built in.
There, it's lost and. Do I have to say that I acknowledge the place to put people back together if they've been hit by a bus? And that's great. It's amazing what allopathics do. But beyond that, run. If you can run. If they put you back together and you can't run, have somebody push you out with a wheelchair so you don't get harmed by the food they're feeding you in the hospital.
Yep. Yeah. You don't want your Jell-O?
Yeah. All right. One more segment. With, I don't know, Judy, if you want to hang out the whole hour.
I'm actually going to drive home.
Okay.
I'm going to take home, and I think Jill's going to join you, yes?
Yeah, Jill's going to join us. Jill Wright and Ravi, you know, as long as you can hang out, you can. Otherwise, you got to run. Whatever. You tell me. We're going to find out. Y'all stick around. We're going to find out what happens next on the Robert Scadbell Show, live from the Trinity Legacy Summit in Cincinnati, Ohio. Go to robertscadbell.com and say thanks.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scadbell Show. Robert will be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it. We have a couple more segments from Cincinnati, Ohio, before we head back into the studio in the mountains, wherever that may be. And having a great time. And had Judy Masters, Dr. Ravi, we had Jeannie. Just an amazing array of folks that say, listen, these people are so smart that I'm talking to. I'm just kind of trying to catch up. Hang on there. And now we got another one. Jill Wright joining me here from the Trinity School of Natural Health. You've been through the program how long?
I started in the fall.
Okay.
And I'm wrapping up CNHP.
Wrapping up Certified Natural Health Practitioner. That's great. And I have your card here. And so you were doing stuff before.
I have some other certifications.
Yeah, I thought so.
Before. But then I heard about Trinity and a friend was signing up and I'm kind of addicted to the learning more to support my family.
That's
and I said, you know
addiction.
What, I want to do Trinity's program too. So
nice.
I signed up.
Yeah. Excellent. So new thing for Trinity, folks, and this is great. They've asked me to do one as well on homeopathy, but they're called videos on demand. And they're little modules. They're not like full on, like if I write a whole curriculum on homeopathy, it's going to take me a while. But I could do modules on homeopathy and present video with some supportive, I guess it's like PowerPoint kind of things to support
yes.
Word as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I'll have that. Dr. Ravi has done one. And yours, we have linked up, I believe, in the show notes. It's about Down syndrome, supporting the unique needs of the chromosomally enhanced. That
yeah.
is not the way you normally think of Down syndrome.
I wanted a catchy title. Down syndrome seemed a little boring. So there is the enhancement there.
Mm-hmm.
And my topic that, you know, is the one I chose because I have a daughter with Down syndrome.
Okay.
My youngest daughter has Down syndrome.
Now, do you perceive the chromosomal, let's say, you call it enhancement.
Right?
was caused by environmental factors, environmental triggers. Because when we hear about genetics, gene expression, in the past it was all about, well, we don't know what happened, just something went wrong. And now we learn more about epigenetics, environmental factors, nutritional factors, intoxications of some kind, any kind, that manifest as something different. And so I ask you now with this, how old is your child?
She's seven.
7 years old. Okay, so with the amount of training you've had, kind of a holistic integrative viewpoint, what would you perceive if you have, what might have happened?
Okay. Well, the only thing that's officially linked with Down syndrome is maternal age, advanced
right.
maternal age.
That's the official story.
That's right. Okay. But what other things go hand in hand with that? You know, officially there is no other cause, but there is research out there supporting folate issues, and multiple research studies have been done for 20 years linking MTHFR and MTRR variants. So folate issues mm-hmm. have an effect on non-disjunction, where the chromosome doesn't divide properly.
Right.
Glyphosate also affects folate. Glyphosate can be involved with that. So, yeah, environmental impacts, things that undermine the folate
mm-hmm.
can have an effect.
And unfortunately, many of our doctor brethren, when they read these stories or medical journals about folate, then they will prescribe a synthetic form of folate called folic acid, which is linked to not benefit but detriment.
Right.
So we're still dealing with taking that information and misapplying it.
Right, right. Neural tube defects and all of that, similar deal with Down syndrome where there's midline issue.
So if we look at deficiency, the deficiency syndrome, Hans Selye talked about that. You would adapt for survival if you don't have any one nutrient in abundant enough quantity, much less the right form, that there can be a differing manifestation. You know, life is going to be altered because of that. And, of course, when we talk about developing life, prenatal care is not just when you get pregnant. It should start many years ahead to realize, my gosh, who knows what I'm carrying that would not be good for my baby, and what can I get out beforehand, and then how do I replenish the nutrients that I don't have? So I think about probably what you're counseling folks now, if I could say it, is before you have a child or even think about it, there's a lot of work to be done.
Right. You need to make sure that your vitamins and minerals, you're well supported. Your thyroid, your adrenals are well mm-hmm. supported. If your adrenals are stressed, you'll be burning through those B vitamins. So, and if you have MTHFR mutations or MTRR, we don't hear about that one as much, but mm-hmm. that is involved with similar pathways there. Your folate, you're not getting as much, even though you can be taking it.
It might not
so
be.
So you need to know where you stand with that.
Right. So is there a relationship? Because when I grew up, I didn't know of autism. I don't remember seeing any kids who were autistic growing up. I had my own health challenges, many chronic ailments and illnesses. But I did know of some children with Down syndrome. And I want to talk to you about, is there a link or connection to what we're seeing manifest as ASD and other things? Can you talk on that when we come back?
I can.
All
thank
right.
you.
Good. I'm not yeah. throwing her a softball, a curveball, or a... It's just, I'm asking. We haven't been on the radio together. Jill Wright's my guest right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And do you have a website?
I don't have a website.
We'll give out your number if you want for people to reach you.
Yeah.
But if not, we won't. We'll find out. But check it out, robertscottbell.com for all the links. We'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Friday night, President Trump announced that the United States and Mexico had reached a deal to avert tariffs the president had threatened to impose on Mexico if it did not stem the flow of Central American migrants crossing into the United States. On Fox News Sunday, Republican Senator from Wisconsin Ron Johnson says Mexico needs to do more.
Mexico's always talked about beefing up enforcement on their southern border, but they haven't done it. The numbers we're talking about, the 6,000 National Guard troops, would be significant. Opening up the migrant protection protocol to more individuals. Right now, they've only taken a little more than 8,000.
And President Trump is denying a report that Mexico agreed to these new border policies months ago. American Airlines says it won't be flying the Boeing 737 MAX jets until September at the earliest. Those are the two planes that were involved in crashes that killed 346 people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Show. All right, Superdon put you first in the notes, right in the show notes.
Okay.
Jill Wright, and she's with me now. We're talking Down syndrome, something that, you know, I'm familiar with. Even as a child, I remember meeting children, other children with Down syndrome. And the question is, as we see more and more young people being harmed neurologically, some are claiming autism is a genetic issue, although there's never been a genetic epidemic in that I'm aware of. That's pseudoscience. That's not real science. But what is the relationship, you're having a 7-year-old now with Downs, to what you see manifesting as ASD autism? Is there a link? Is there a connection anywhere in there?
Yeah, well, the link between Down syndrome and ASD is an area that I'm really passionate about. So many of our kids are injured, and they're much more susceptible to environmental onslaughts of all types, genetically. So there is the genetic predisposition, and there's a lot of specifics that I go into on my lecture. Certain genes that are overexpressed lead to issues with folate, lead to oxidative stress. So there have been studies done showing that our kids are born with oxidative stress. They study the amniotic fluid of the moms.
Supposed to be protected in there, and they're all cushy. And what are you talking oxidative stress in there? What's going on?
Okay.
Something's wrong.
SOD1 is overexpressed in Down syndrome. So there's three copies. It's coded on chromosome 21. And because of that, glutathione is perpetually depleted. So just the body's own...
So we know that for a fact.
Yes. Yes, that's well established in the medical literature.
Folks, when glutathione is not happening, your cells aren't detoxing, liver detox, everything's compromised. Then you have bioaccumulation. Those things that bioaccumulate, even metabolic waste, can crowd out or utilize minerals and deplete them further.
Right.
And that can create a self-perpetuating disaster as even more genetic alterations because the stuff ain't there.
And what happens then if you inject aluminum?
On top of that?
What happens if you're exposed to glyphosate repeatedly? You know, so our kids are behind from the get-go in glutathione, these other issues. And so we do have a very high rate of autism, seizures, autoimmune diseases, leukemias. And what happens is it's just blamed on Down syndrome. We see this in Down syndrome, and so a lot of times the medical establishment doesn't really want to do anything or acknowledge that anything has happened. There's a lot of regression. I can tell you post-MMR.
Yeah.
A lot of friends that I know, their little ones with Down syndrome have really, really taken a hit there.
Are they recommending, again, you have a 7-year-old with Down syndrome. Did the doctor say, we need to vaccinate your child just like every other child?
Well, we don't have a pediatrician.
Hallelujah. See, Jill's smart as she looks, right? But those that do, are they going to be guided to, you need to vaccinate this
That's
child?
That's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing. Doctors are not educated on our kids have mitochondrial dysfunction. That's well established because of their genetics. Myelination issues, methylation problems, oxidative stress, glutathione is depleted. They have all these issues. That's in the medical literature.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors aren't aware of this. They just say, because your child has all these immune system problems, because they have Down syndrome, we know there's a propensity for that, they have to get the flu shot.
Right.
They have to get all these vaccines. And so there's no awareness of what the metals will do, what the chemicals will do.
See, this is, folks, why I say a medical degree is a handicap. And I know that some have overcome their handicap, but too many doctors are not. If you would look at an immunocompromised child, those with Down syndrome, by definition, have immunocompromised realities, okay? And then you give them heavy metal-containing toxic injections, much less other things that are in there. We already know they have compromised excretory pathways, congested pathways of elimination, whether you call it MTHFR or whatever, glutathione deficiency, any number of things. Yet we can work with these children nutritionally and work and try to help them shore up a system that's been corrupted and less than optimal, but you don't throw extra toxic poison garbage in there. That's pseudoscience, right? As they claim, oh, you natural people, you're not scientific. It's like, how is it scientific to do what they're doing to these kids?
And it's rough because there are a lot of immune system issues in Down syndrome. Our kids tend to have an underactive immune system. They can have a lot of respiratory problems, but they also have a ramped up immune system leading to autoimmunity.
Mm.
So that propensity is already there. So the metals really, really make it rough. I was going to say one other thing and I lost my train of thought there.
No, that's right. But
with the immune system, the other thing is there is an abnormal immune response to the vaccines that they are given. There are multiple scientific studies, especially with the hepatitis B vaccine, but the others showing a reduced antibody response. So the answer sometimes is to just revaccinate and re-revaccinate and re-re-revaccinate. So you're getting all the risk, and
none
you're not even developing the antibodies that are supposedly protective.
Right, which
so
we know are not adequate necessarily. You can have all the antibodies in the world, you could still succumb to it. There's much more complexities within the immune system that doctors understand as they go for their holy grail via injection.
Right, and a very high rate of ASD with our kids. And a lot of times it's just blamed on Down syndrome. Doctors may not want to test or acknowledge that they could also have ASD.
Yeah.
And yet there have been studies that are done. Down syndrome education is reporting 16 to 19% of our kids have ASD also.
Wow.
Other studies indicate it's more to 30, 40%. Even if it's only 16%, that is outrageous
and very alarming,
and nobody cares.
What do you have here now? A fraction of a percentage of people in America are getting measles.
Yeah.
And the panic, the 24/7 news media in a crisis, and who's died from it? Not one death on the... there's no money in healthy children. So if they prevent you from manifesting measles via injection, they have actually made you weaker, less developmentally sound as a teenager or adolescent to an adult. And that is the game that's being played on all of us. Understand, I'm not accusing every doctor of being evil, but the system that they participate in, especially if they're in the vaccinating mode, they are disease creation machinery. They're part of the machine creating disease and then profiting and managing
just
the diseases, profiting off of it.
Yeah. And I can tell you, our kids with Down syndrome can get through these things if they're supported.
Yeah.
I tell you, my other children are vaccinated. We all got whooping cough anyway.
Even with it.
We all got whooping cough anyway, so it didn't protect them. And I'll tell you, my youngest with Down syndrome, who should have had the worst time with it, she did okay.
She didn't get vaccinated.
She's not vaccinated. She got whooping cough like the rest of us.
Right.
She actually had an easier time getting through it than anyone else.
Did you respond with any homeopathic remedies to help ease it, or what did you do to get through it?
You know what? We used vitamin C. Okay. Honestly, it was such a non-scary thing that we didn't even realize that's what we had. But, yeah.
Yeah. See, these are the realities that are busting the official stories. They tell you what it is, and then you experience it and go, well, it wasn't that. Just like they're trying to rewrite measles history, where it was a big joke on the Brady Bunch. The Flintstones cartoon did it. It was like, now suddenly it's a deadly disease like Ebola.
Right.
And even Ebola is evidence of a selenium deficiency more than it is dangerous because it's Ebola. But that's a concept that's lost on our so-called scientists, which, by the way, as Dr. Sherry Tenpenny says, just because you're a medical doctor doesn't mean you're a scientist. If you're not observing, if you're not listening, if you're not applying the principles that you have learned through observation, much less raising the alarm when a child gets a vaccine and ends up regressing in development, and you say that has nothing to do with it, that is being a dunderhead, and I'm being polite.
Yeah, it's a hard thing to watch in our community because our kids are already struggling in a lot of areas, and then to watch the regression that happens, the loss of eye contact, the loss of language, the complete change in these kids that regress into autism, who were not born like that.
Yeah.
And then to have these families have to go through what they do with their doctors and family and not be acknowledged and not have help for their children who can make improvements after these.
Jill, have you done a lot of interviews, radio or TV, on this? I mean, you have gained significant knowledge and wisdom from your experience with your own child and the research you've done. I would think you'd be a valuable resource to any community. You know, like a local story on Down syndrome. Let's go to Jill, right? Has that ever happened?
Not so much. You know, maybe in time. My friend Lou was on Lynette's show.
Was he a police officer, that Lou, or is it different Lou?
No, okay. Lou. You know Lou Draga.
Yeah, okay.
So we try to get the word out online on different shows like yours.
Yeah, of course.
Different ones of us are speaking up about it.
But I'm thinking, folks, shouldn't this be a discussion all the time? My feeling is if Jill were interviewed by the mainstream media, that would be the only time. Not because she isn't awesome. She is. But because the information she's providing goes against the pharmaceutical construct of profit-making off of disease. And do you understand how much censorship, that soft censorship, it's basically, no, we're just not going to interview her. Or if we do, we'll cut out and leave one little snippet that won't give you any indication of the things that we can do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And it's all verifiable. I mean, I have a stack of medical research this thick. You can go to PubMed and look up myelination, methylation problems, glutathione, oxidative stress, a lot of those search words, and you can pull up lots of research studies on Down syndrome. So we know that this population has all those challenges already.
Yeah.
And in other areas, the doctors will say, well, if you have a history of autoimmunity, maybe you shouldn't be vaccinated. Well, this is our kids.
Right.
I mean, if ever there was a population that has screaming red flags to proceed with caution in this area, it's our community and the Down syndrome community.
And I've said this for many years. Allergies are a hyperimmune response. That already is a contraindication to vaccination. But how many doctors are saying, oh, your kid's got an allergy? We need to really think about this. No. Damn the torpedoes. Vaccinate them like, oh, well, no one's telling me not to. Well, I'm telling you. It's up to you, though. I mean, I talk to you doctors, folks. It stops with you. And then, of course, they'll go to the nurses. Then it stops with them. Then it goes to the, if there are such thing as photoprocessors at a drugstore, they'll go to them. They'll go to Walmart checkout cashiers to inject you, whoever they will. The question is, are you going to be a willing recipient? Or are you going to stand your ground and say, uh-uh, the science sucks. It's not there. And, you know, for you can call us all the names you want, but there's more to it. Down syndrome, supporting the unique needs of the chromosomally enhanced. It's a special lecture available. You don't have to be a student of Trinity that you can actually access this information and watch it. It's for purchase. If you go to trinityschool.org, I think Super Don has put it in the notes. If not, he'll add it. I've got it up on my screen here. Which is, you know, terrific that you've done that.
Thanks.
Really,
you know,
good.
One thing I just wanted to add, too, about aluminum and Down syndrome.
Okay, real quick.
We know aluminum is connected with Alzheimer's disease. Individuals with Down syndrome have early onset Alzheimer's disease. Unless they're on supplemental support and things to avoid that.
Yeah.
So the aluminum in our kids is an extra big problem.
Right. Yeah. Dr. Bitar described autism and Alzheimer's as the same thing happening at a different age.
Yeah.
Describe it differently. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go, but one more segment to do it in. Go to robertscottbell.com. If you're watching us on YouTube, give us a thumbs up and share it. Eventually, it'll be on Brighteon, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, World Broadcasting Network, naturalnewsradio.com, and, of course, GCNlive.com, our home and broadcast radio syndication.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain. But you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
How did we get here? Final segment of today's broadcast. We've got five additional days of the week through naturalnewsradio.com, robertscottbell.com, syndicated through GCN. And good morning to everybody waking up in Guam, if you're still listening, or it's too shocking. Oh, my gosh, we got to take that Robert Scott Bell Show off. They've been talking about things we can't hear. Well, I hope that's not the case. I think in Guam they can handle it. We have Jill Wright. We've just been joined by Alina Ray, and she is a student here at Trinity. And just a bright light. Look at that smile. She's like, I love being here. You're learning a lot, right?
Oh, my goodness. I have learned so much this weekend, just not only from the course material that we've gone through, but just through conversations over dinner and lunch and all the conversations that I've learned about vaccinations and nutrition and the different things that are really going to benefit this world.
What I have liked, just like you said, from the interactions, and one thing I've noticed is that so many of us have been put on this path by something adverse that's happened, mm-hmm. A health challenge in ourselves or in our child, that we have been motivated to dig in and look for alternatives than what we may have been presented with by physicians. And over and over and over, we see that the answers are there to be found in the natural world.
Yes.
God has put everything we need,
absolutely,
the food, the water, the frequencies that are for our benefit, it's all here.
Yeah, but man keeps mucking it up.
We do.
Right?
We do.
That's part of free will, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's arrogance and such. But, I mean, I had the health challenges. You had, you know, as a young person,
yeah,
you know, you weren't as hammered as I was. But I'm sure that you have had your own challenges being alive on planet Earth at this time. Mm-hmm. And how do you tap into some of these things? I often talk about Hippocrates said, food is your medicine, medicine is your food.
Mm-hmm.
And how many of us say, well, I'm just looking for one supplement or one herb, and then we
something
go out and eat
it,
the food that's containing glyphosate poison. You talked about that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people are not either aware, or when they become aware, it's like, eh, well, that's just a little too inconvenient. I'll do the herb, I'll do the supplement, but don't ask me to eat organic food. That's just too difficult.
Oh,
you hear that ever?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think a lot of people don't realize that our food isn't what our food was several decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
That people don't realize how contaminated it actually is. They
right.
think, well, I can go out and have, you know, bread, for instance, mm-hmm. not realizing everything's contaminated. The grains
yeah.
are sprayed in glyphosate.
Right.
And just
yeah.
driving here, you see field after field of after
GMOs.
Field of orange yeah. because it's been poisoned.
Mm. Yeah, so having to overcome that on top of, imagine if you're, like I said, my kids were not vaccinated. They've never had an antibiotic drug. They've not mm-hmm. been on medicines. But there are challenges environmentally that they, you know, and I, my best that I could hope for all of everybody out there, moms, dads, to be, is that you will learn about how your body works, how nature works,
mm-hmm.
and apply those principles before you have kids. If you already have kids, then start applying them sooner rather than later. They'll have less to overcome. Now, your kid's journey is going to be your kid's journey. They're going to watch you. They're going to watch what you eat. And people say, how is it, Robert, your kids eat organically? So, because that's all we ever eat. It wasn't like, oh, when they weren't looking, we snuck it and they were looking, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we live that way and then they learn. And then when they're adults, they get to make decisions that are different or they get to learn from them because their bodies are so attuned to the food that when they go off, they're going, oh, man, that didn't make me feel good. I'm going to be very pragmatic about this. I don't think I'm going to eat that again.
Going to environmental that you talked about, I grew up in a family that was very health conscious, but there were still things that we did not know.
Mm-hmm.
So part of my health journey was just about through high school, we started a homeschool. We moved out into the middle of nowhere in a log cabin. The home had been repurposed
very
for
cool.
a year before
yeah.
we came in there. So it was actually a very dirty home when we came in, and we didn't understand about environmental toxins. The small bedroom that I was in didn't have windows, and I had a very thick shag rug that had never been cleaned. There was actually mold in the house we didn't know about. I started to have health issues immediately, started breaking out, and acne, became severely underweight, even stopped my menses for a great portion of time. A lot of different health
sure,
issues
sure.
showed up before we figured out what the problem was and how to overcome that. So, yeah, there are toxins that come from many different places, including our food.
The law of the
mm-hmm.
terrain. Super Don, real quick, anything upcoming that the folks need to know about? Any summits or whatever? I know we're almost out of time.
Yeah, we're on the last day of the Do-It-Yourself Detox Summit. We've got the Anti-Cancer Revolution coming up and MAHO, but you can get all the information you need over at robertscottbell.com at the upcoming events tab.
And sign up for email alerts because we're going to be giving away some cafe mocha flavored CBD from our friends at Plus CBD Oil, CV Sciences. So you want to sign up for email alerts because that's where you'll learn how you can enter to win. And the odds are much greater than the lottery, I promise you. We've got fewer people are signed up. You know math.
Yeah.
I'm teasing y'all. We had a great time here at Trinity. Thank you to Julie Whitman Klein and family for hosting us, Dr. Robbie, Judy, Jeannie. Both of you, wonderful, wonderful. It's so nice to meet you. Congratulations on being part of Trinity. You're going to help a lot of people. Thank you, John, on the board. Super Don, I got to run because I got a plane to catch. And the power to heal is still mine as it's yours. Back tomorrow with some advanced medicine. Thank you for being here.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.